Hi, this is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympics Now, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the Olympics, so you know what to watch for. We'll be covering these events periodically with how they appear on the calendar. Today's sport we'll be going over is basketball. Let's break it down. Basketball will take place the day after opening ceremonies on July 27th, with medal matches on the 5th, 10th, and 11th of August. These matches will be held primarily at the Pierre Maury Arena and the Place de la Concorde, with gold medal matches being held at the Bercy Arena. Notably, the Place de la Concorde is a square in Paris that will hold many outdoor events. It is also the location of public executions during the French Revolution. Basketball has two events with four medals available, two for the 5-on-5 event for both men's and women's, and two for the 3-versus-3 event for men's and women's. There are 18 nations competing across all four events, with over 300 athletes competing. So Zach, can you break down how these sports work?
Basketball was invented in Massachusetts in 1891 and made its unofficial debut in the Olympics in 1904 and made its official debut in 1936. It's been a staple in the Olympic Games ever since. The women's event made its debut in 1976, and the 3x3 events were introduced in the last Olympics in 2020. For the 5x5 version of the sport, it's played by two opposing teams of five players on a rectangular indoor court. Players use their hands to control the ball and score points by shooting the ball through a hoop suspended 10 feet above the ground. Olympic games are divided into four 10-minute quarters. Players switch between offense and defense and must demonstrate endurance, agility, power, and of course a great deal of skill on the court. The 3x3 version of the sport is played on one half of a basketball court, where two teams of three players compete. Both teams attack and defend the same hoop, depending on who has possession of the ball. The winner is the team with the highest score at the end of 10 minutes, or the first team to reach 21 points. The three-point line in conventional basketball serves as a two-point line in 3x3 basketball, with shots made outside the line earning 2 points and those inside of it, one. Although the 3x3 games are shorter, 3x3 players need to demonstrate just as much flexibility, skill, and anticipation as 5x5 players.
All right, thanks for that background. Now, what does the format look like for the 2024 Olympics?
For the 5x5 event, both men and women consist of teams of 12 players. In each event, there are 12 teams that have been separated into three groups of four who will play a round-robin set of matches in their group, with the top two of each group automatically advancing to the quarterfinal, with the two teams with the best record after those six teams also getting a spot in the quarterfinals. From there, each team plays single elimination matches to reach the gold medal match. For the 3x3, men's and women's have only eight teams. However, each team consists of four players. These eight teams for both the men's and women's event play a round robin between the other teams in their group, with the top two teams getting byes to the semifinals and the four teams below them facing off in the quarterfinals. Once the knockout stage begins, teams play in a single elimination format leading up to the final gold medal match.
All right. Thanks, Zach. That was really helpful. So, who are some of the big players in the sport, and what can we expect to see this year?
In 2016, USA won both men's and women's 5x5 medals. In 2020, USA won men's 5x5, women's 5x5, and women's 3-on-3. Latvia won men's 3-on-3. It's quite clear that the U.S. is the dominant team for this sport, having won gold in almost every Olympics in the men's event and having won gold in the last seven Olympic Games for the women's. For the 5x5 men's event, the clear favorites are USA. Serbia, France, Canada, and Germany are all potential dark horse candidates, with Germany upsetting USA in 2023 at the Basketball World Cup and Serbia ultimately winning it. For the women's 5x5 event team, it's not very close. USA are the clear favorites, with Belgium, China, and Australia as long shot candidates. For the 3x3 men's event, US and Serbia are both equally favored to take the gold. France and Latvia have outside chances. For women's 3x3, the USA is still favored to take home the gold, and the close second is Canada.
All right, great. What do you think of this sport, and do you plan on watching it this year?
Yeah, so Olympic basketball kind of falls into the same realm as Olympic soccer in that it's not necessarily the most prestigious or it's not the highest profile competition of the sport. For basketball, historically, the NBA Finals has been the paramount prize for basketball competition. And additionally, because of the USA's dominance in the international scene, the Olympics hasn't mattered all that much because it's almost been USA every time. However, with the growth of basketball on the international scene, international basketball has been a little bit more competitive. More and more players from foreign countries are drafted into the NBA every year as the competition has grown on the international scene. And because of that, the international games should be more competitive, but this year I don't think it will be, to be honest. I may watch to support Team USA, but if they're just sweeping the competition, then I may just watch the finals. Although there could be some drama, you know, if they lose a game, there's always like, you know, there's always some of that stuff going on. So if that happens, I might watch. But otherwise, I'm more interested in the 3x3, which is interesting. I didn't really get a chance to watch it the last Olympics, so I'm kind of curious to see how it's played, and I'll definitely tune in for that.
Yeah, I would say that I am right there with you. I will probably be watching the 3x3 events. The men's side of it, I know U.S. didn't compete for it in the 2020 Olympics, so I want to see how the U.S. does, if they are just as dominant in that event as they are in the other ones. But other than that, I'm kind of right there with you. I think that, you know, our women's team is kind of just so far and beyond better than most of the other teams that I don't really think I'll be watching that. I might watch the U.S. men's team, but again, it's all kind of the same reason. You know, if these other countries show that they're competing with the U.S. a lot more and making these games really close, then I'll probably tune in. Otherwise, I'm just going to watch the finals and see kind of where things go. That being said, I think it's kind of clear, but who are you rooting for to bring home the gold for these events?
I think it's likely going to be a USA sweep. The only question mark is really the 3x3 men's, where Serbia could take it. I can't really see where some other teams might pick up a gold. Who knows? I mean, maybe the men's gold, something might happen. Like another team might really surprise the USA. But I imagine that USA will probably pick up 3, if not 4, of the golds here. What about you?
Yeah, same reasoning for me. I think they're probably going to sweep, but you know, there's always the chance that something happens. I think it's likely that, as you said, Serbia comes out and takes the gold for the 3v3. But other than that, yeah, USA sweep all along the board. All right. Well, thanks, Zach. That is all the time we have for today. We'll be here tomorrow for more sports on Olympics Now.